Capitol Hill is bustling today, not with holiday shopping, but with a rare Sunday session of Congress. The House and Senate are working to clear a few final bills before heading home, but NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports lawmakers' differences are anything but minor and could keep Congress in Washington even longer.
Early October. That's when Republican leaders originally thought the House would be finished with its work for the year. Now, on this Sunday before Christmas, that October deadline is a silly pipe dream of the past. Florida Republican Adam Putnam called these last few days odd times.
I don't think anybody would dispute that. I certainly know that our wives and husbands and families who are scattered around the country manning Christmas parties and Christmas pageants as single parents while we are here doing the people's business over the weekend would agree that these are highly unusual times.
And not just because Congress is working on the weekend. The disputes that are jamming the works on a few final bills are mainly between Republicans, not your usual partisan spats. For example, the top of the list of things Republican leaders want to get done before leaving town is the Defense Appropriations Bill. It funds the Pentagon and the war in Iraq, and also provides $29 billion in further Katrina relief money and $3.8 billion for avian flu preparedness. But Republican leaders are trying to attach another, much more controversial measure to that bill, a provision to allow oil drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, or ANWR. Conservative Republicans want it, moderates hate it, and that could drag out negotiations well into the night. Democrats aren't greasing the wheels either. They're all but unified against these bills. Jim McGovern of Massachusetts says cramming this essential legislation into the last days of the year is irresponsible.
These last few days, in fact, the entire year, I think is a great example of how not to run a government. Sometime today, we expect to consider and vote on the Defense Appropriations Bill. No one will have time to read and examine the final product. We won't know what last-minute goodies are tucked into the bill.
And if the Defense Appropriations Bill does clear the floor, House leaders hope to bring up a package of controversial spending cuts conservative Republicans are demanding. Most of the cuts would be in social programs like Medicare and Medicaid, and that makes Democrats and some moderate Republicans angry. And on top of these problems, the Senate still hasn't been able to vote on a renewal of the USA Patriot Act, which is set to expire at the end of the year. A group of Democrats and Republicans have stalled the bill, and negotiators are working to get it moving again. So while Republican leaders are crossing their fingers and hoping to go home tomorrow, signs increasingly point to another day or two for this session of Congress. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.